On Monday's front page, the Supreme Court takes up President Obama's health care law this week. It's going to be a legal marathon, and the lawyers have been training. In Nigeria, violent Islamists have a new target. They're setting fire to schools. And in Ireland, a man who's dead broke, but lives in an apartment built out of money. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Supreme Court opens 3 days of arguments on Monday on the constitutionality of President Obama's health care law. The lawyers have been getting ready. Last week, there were so many practice sessions in what lawyers call moot courts that they ran short on Washington lawyers willing to pretend to be Supreme Court justices. Lawyer Paul Clement, who represents 26 states challenging the new law, says the problem is not just the length of the arguments the court will hear, but the range of topics. The justices have broken the case into four separate issues to be argued in separate sessions. Walter Dellinger, who was acting Solicitor General in the Clinton administration, says that poses an endurance test for Clement and his main adversary, Solicitor General Donald Verrilli. Northern Nigeria is accustomed to living in fear of Islamic insurgents. Now they're setting fire to schools. Times reporter Adam Nossiter says thousands of children no longer have a place to learn. In one town, at least 8 schools have been firebombed. The arsonists apparently belong to Boko Haram. That's an Islamist group that's waging a deadly war against the Nigerian government. The group is also suspected of cultivating ties to Al-Qaeda's affiliates. Even the group's name is a rallying cry against schools. Boko means book or Western learning. Haram is Arabic for forbidden. Iraq is hosting a 3-day meeting of the Arab League. It's the first major diplomatic event there since the last U.S. troops went home in December. Times reporter Jack Healy says there's been a lot of sprucing up, but beyond Baghdad, suicide bombings continue. At the same time, sectarian divisions have weakened Iraq's standing with neighbors like Saudi Arabia and Iran. They may make Iraq more of a stage for their agendas than a player in the new Arab world. Monday's Times begins a series looking at a House race in Iowa. Redistricting has thrown 2 incumbents into the same race. Republican Tom Latham and Democrat Leonard Boswell are burning through cash like never before. Latham says the contrasts are clear. Boswell was for the stimulus package. He was not. Boswell voted for the bank bailout and the health care overhaul. Latham did not. Boswell, who's had some health problems recently, says he wouldn't mind a less challenging race. Monday's Times looks at how a hospital in one of New York's poorest neighborhoods has been undermined by the people who ran it. Wyckoff Heights Medical Center has all but defaulted on $109 million in state-secured bonds. Consumer Reports recently ranked it among the worst in the area. But its longtime chief executive drove to work in a Bentley that cost $160,000 until he lost his license. After that, hospital security guards chauffeured him and his wife in a Lincoln Town Car or a Cadillac SUV. Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines is looking at Wyckoff's management. According to legal documents, he's been presenting evidence to a grand jury. Now, about that man in Ireland we mentioned who's dead broke but lives in an apartment made of money. Frank Buckley used bricks made from worthless shredded euros. Each brick contains what used to be 50,000 euros. He says 1.4 billion euros went into the whole project. But the joke is, with the economy so bad, it's worth so much and so little. Ireland's central bank gave him the euros, but he's not paying rent. The landlord said he could live there for nothing until a paying tenant comes along. Inside Monday's Times, President Obama visited the Korean border and issued a warning. He got a glimpse of the North through binoculars, and he said North Korea has to stop what he called bad behavior. He said threats and provocations would only deepen its international isolation. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak said the North should scrap its plans to launch a satellite. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is back in Cuba for more cancer treatment. He'll be there during Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Havana. But Times reporter William Newman says there are no plans for the two to meet. Chavez has locked horns with the Catholic hierarchy in Venezuela in the past, but since he became a cancer patient, he's been increasingly public about his personal religious expressions. Microsoft employees, accompanied by U.S. Marshals, went on raids in Pennsylvania and Illinois on Friday. Monday's Business Day section says they were trying to disrupt one of the most dangerous forms of cybercrime today, botnets. Botnets are groups of computers that help harvest bank account passwords and other personal information from other computers. The raiders had a warrant from a federal judge, and they deactivated web servers they say had been used by cybercriminals. Goldman Sachs is denying a claim that it contributed to the demise of what was once a $1.5 billion hedge fund. In 2008, Copper River Partners made sizable bets against companies it figured would suffer in a market meltdown. Instead, Copper River went out of business after absorbing big losses. Copper River had relied on Goldman to handle short sales. The head of Copper River says Goldman did irreparable damage to the fund. Goldman denies that. That's our preview of Monday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.